Foundations for Eternal Life, Chapter 33, One Body, Romans 12, 4-5, NIV. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. 1 Corinthians 12:27. Now you are the body of Christ, and individually members of it. Ephesians 3:6. This mystery is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Ephesians 4:25. Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. End of verse. By God's grace, followers of Jesus are members of the greatest organization on earth, the body of Christ. It is common for us to think that the primary benefits of salvation relate to what God does for us, forgiveness of sin, freedom from sin's power, eternal life, and other blessings that are ours in Christ. We are slower to understand that by following Jesus, we each have become part of the worldwide body of Christ, and each member belongs to all the others. I like to think of this one body teaching this way. We are each part of a huge family, God's family, and we are each responsible to help and encourage one another. Being members of one body is contrary to normal human divisions. As Scripture says, in Galatians 3:28, there is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. End of verse. Neither Jew nor Greek indicates that cultural and religious background should not divide us. Slave nor free indicates that such things as position and class should not divide us. Male nor female indicates that gender should not divide us. Consider some other distinctions that I believe should not divide God's true people. Age, wealth or poverty, physical abilities or disabilities, mental abilities or disabilities, education, nationality, school affiliations, social affiliations, church affiliations, and theological differences. Unfortunately, God's people often appear to be divided by one or more of the above distinctions. Dear friends, this should not be. Jesus said in John 13:35, "By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." End of verse. May God give us all discernment to turn away from ungodly divisions and to love and serve one another as one body. Thank you, God, for making us your people, one body. For further reflection, John 10:14-16, one flock. John 17:9-23, so that they may be one. Romans 12:16, associate with the lowly. Romans 16:17-18, watch out for those who cause divisions. 1 Corinthians 10:16-17, one bread, one body. 1 Corinthians 12:12-31, one body, many members. 2 Corinthians 8:1-15, an offering for God's people. Ephesians 4:4-6, one body and one spirit. Colossians 3:9-11, no Greek or Jew. James 2:1-9, show no partiality. 3 John 1:5-12, welcoming the brothers.